Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Our pattern begins to shift today. We're back to a chance of some afternoon storms. One or two of those could become severe. Also, we'll have the latest on Hurricane Lee as it gets stronger in the Atlantic.
A Wake County school is releasing students early today due to sweltering heat. Coming up, why school officials say air conditioning problems are to blame.
Plus, new video released showing the moments a convicted killer escaped from a Pennsylvania prison in broad daylight. What we're learning about the manhunt that has neighbors terrified for a week now.
And trash troubles in Durham. The frustrations that are piling up as solid waste workers are demanding higher pay. A lot to tell you about here on this Thursday as we move through this hot, hot week. Thanks for waking up with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is good to have you along here. Yeah, Thursday, it's been all this week. And now we have the added level of a risk for severe weather. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather. Severe Weather Center.
Our coverage of severe storms will be really minimal today, but this is a look from the Storm Prediction Center where they've got us in just a level one, which means one or two of those storms could produce some wind damage. We take a look at future cast to begin with. It's nice and quiet out there this morning. We'll see a few passing clouds to start with, and then we'll end up with those clouds building through the afternoon. There's a look at lunchtime, and once we get closer to the evening commute, we may have one or two storms developing. You can see some of those back to the west, and finally around 9 or 10, those start to approach the area, but you can see, again, minimal coverage. 75 is our temperature as you're heading out the door. 71 is our dew point, so it's another warm, sticky start. We hit 102 yesterday, so it's still going to be extremely hot today with highs in the upper 90s. The heat index will be into the triple digits, but we'll keep it just a few degrees under the triple digits for the actual temperature. Hurricane Lee, this is the 5 o'clock advisory in already. That's quick. Northwest at 13 miles per hour. It now has winds at 80 miles per hour. It will continue to move across a very warm ocean for a while. And then when it starts to swing northward, it's likely to move into some cooler ocean temperatures. And I'll show you how that will affect it. It is still likely to become a major hurricane overnight tonight and category 4 as we get into early next week. We take a look at the latest computer model plots. And you can see, of course, by Wednesday evening, there's still holding together there just south of Bermuda. And we'll take a look at the differences with the models and what the scenarios could be for us next week coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. These hot September temperatures are impacting student learning. Today, some schools in the state's largest school system will either be closed or dismissing early. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live this morning to explain the moves that Wake schools are taking to protect children from the heat. Kelsey.
Renee, good morning. Students here at Apex Friendship High School will be released early at 11:15 this morning. Today makes the second day in a row that these students have been released early because of air conditioning issues that are leaving both teachers and students in the sweltering heat. Now, Wake County Schools released a statement yesterday saying that the school's air conditioning system is running at a limited capacity and can't cool the whole building. Several other schools across the triangle are having HVAC problems. Knightdale High School released early yesterday. Now, classes went on yesterday as normal, despite air conditioning issues at two schools in Durham. Wake County school officials say their goal is to put Apex Friendship back on a normal schedule by tomorrow. Now, Apex Friendship is not the only school in Wake County that's adjusting their schedule today due to those HVAC problems. Willow Spring High School will be closed all day today. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Apex.
And a quick reminder, cooling stations will be open for a third straight day now in Wake County. If you need a place to beat the heat, you can stop by Health and Human Services buildings, social services buildings, and county libraries will be available as well. They'll be open between 8:30 this morning and 5:15 this evening.
Several people are recovering this morning after a multi-vehicle crash in Wake Forest. This was what it looked like last night around 7 near the corner of Durham Road and Scenic Drive. State Highway Patrol says one person was thrown from a car and rushed to the hospital with serious injuries. Several other passengers were treated for minor injuries. The crash shut down part of Durham Road for more than an hour.
A man was taken to the hospital after nearly drowning at the Wake Forest Reservoir. Authorities say the first call came in at 5:30 yesterday, and first responders performed CPR on that man. The town's website asked for visitors to stay out of the water during those rescue efforts. We're working to learn more about that man's condition.
New video this morning shows the moments a convicted murderer escaped from a Pennsylvania prison. Pay close attention to the left side of your screen, and you'll see convicted killer Danilo Cavalcante crab walk up the wall in the exercise yard. Today marks exactly 1 week since he's been on the run. These new details now adding to the frustrations and fears of people living in the Chester County area. They've been dealing with an active manhunt underway. The prison's warden says the officer who was in the watchtower at the time of the escape is now on administrative leave.
Hundreds of solid waste workers in Durham are protesting for better pay, and that means for now people will not have their trash picked up there. Dozens of workers were at the city council meeting Tuesday night to voice their concerns. In a tweet from city councilman Leonardo Williams, he said this is a reminder of the work the city still needs to do. Back in June, the council approved a 6% to 8% pay increase, but workers say that's not enough to keep up with inflation. City workers have now launched a petition asking for an immediate $5,000 bonus. They want workers to be paid for the work they do outside of their job title and for the city to hire all temporary workers as permanent employees.
We'll learn an important projection of the state's economic future today. Economist John Connaughton of UNC Charlotte's Bell College of Business will release his North Carolina economic forecast today. It's been used to gauge the state's economic climate for more than 40 years. The report will break down the current state of North Carolina's economy and outlook for the state's employment and output for the remainder of this year.
Big day for Shaw University. Today, the school will host its grand opening of its U.S. Commercial Service Office. It's a one-stop office that'll help boost local businesses internationally. The International Trade Commission, U.S. Commercial Service, and the North Carolina District Export Council will all attend that ribbon cutting. Governor Roy Cooper will also be at the HBCU and will speak this afternoon at 4.
Some sad news to report. The Holly Springs Police Department is mourning the loss of one of its canine officers. Canine Justice passed away. He worked alongside his handler and lifelong companion, Sergeant Melissa Ottaway, for several years. Justice retired from active duty. The police department says he was a true hero and will be missed.
A major medical move could help save more people from overdoses. Narcan is now widely available over-the-counter at pharmacies across the nation for the very first time. Nasal spray is used to reverse opioid overdoses. It's also available to purchase online without a prescription. You'll be able to buy it from Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, and Walmart. Well, a deal's been reached. New developments this morning in the classified document case involving former President Donald Trump. What we know about a new agreement made by an IT worker at Mar-a-Lago.
Plus, what you need to know about a new process that can help you receive a settlement payout for toxic water issues at Camp Lejeune.
And here's a live look at Goldsboro for you this morning. Good morning to you. Another hot day on tap as Elizabeth Gardner joins us after the break. Walk us through how high those temperatures will get.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
441, and we're taking a look outside. All is quiet right now as we take a live look at downtown Apex. Our temperatures are on the warm side, similar to what we've seen all week long. 73 in Lewisburg, 78 in Fayetteville, 74 in South Hill, and 76 degrees in Goldsboro. Exercise plan are looking like this. We do have a small chance of a thunderstorm late today, maybe around 7 or 8 p.m., so keep that in mind as you're making your plans. As usual, you know, the morning hours are going to be best. Once we get to lunchtime, already 93. We'll see a high of 97, but it'll feel like triple digits when we figure in the heat index. It should feel like around 100 to low 100s. Still going to be a little sticky through the weekend. And of course, we have an increasing chance for thunderstorms. We're also going to take a closer look at Hurricane Lee coming up.
Chatham County leaders have identified the woman found dead in Jordan Lake. A fingerprint analysis confirmed 34-year-old Hadil Gad Hunter Hikmat of Apex is the person who died. Investigators released a sketch of this victim last week. A boater discovered the woman's body in Jordan Lake near the Farrington Point boat ramp. This was last Tuesday. Police are still investigating what led up to her death.
An IT worker at Mar-a-Lago has struck a deal with the special counsel's office in the federal case over former President Donald Trump's handling of classified documents. Yusil Tavares took the deal after he said he was threatened with prosecution. This new deal means he will testify in the classified document case instead of being prosecuted. Tavares is a key witness, along with Trump's longtime valet and the Mar-a-Lago property manager.
New developments out of Fulton County, Georgia. The district attorney there wants to keep the names of the potential jurors secret in the 2020 election interference case. Fonnie Willis filed that motion yesterday, and she asked the judge to prevent courtroom cameras from showing the jurors and bar any written descriptions of them from being published. Willis says this order will protect them. The DA also says concealing their identities would preserve the defendant's right to a fair trial.
Federal prosecutors are seeking a grand jury indictment of Hunter Biden. The special counsel's office announced a move yesterday. Hunter Biden originally agreed earlier this year to plead guilty to misdemeanor charges on his failure to pay income taxes. However, that agreement fell apart because of confusion over a separate charge involving a gun. The indictment is expected by the end of this month.
A family in Cumberland County is pressing for more charges in the death of an 8-year-old girl. Right now, an 11-year-old boy is the only person charged in the death of Genesis Dockery. Investigators say Genesis was shot and killed by her babysitter's son. Her family is asking the DA to charge the sitter and grandfather, since we know it was his gun that was used. Yesterday, Genesis' parents and friends gathered in front of the Cumberland County Courthouse, calling for more accountability.
Not just for our daughter, because of course we can't bring her back, but for the many other children that are at risk to gun violence in this city.
Dockery is hoping to meet with the district attorney, Billy West, soon. And we reached out to West to ask whether any adults would face charges, and we have not heard back.
The government has set up a streamlined application process for veterans exposed to toxic water at Camp Lejeune. This process will help them receive financial settlements. The goal is to help speed up a backlog of civil claims. More than 93,000 claims were filed by Marines, their families, and civilian employees who used contaminated water at the base for years. It was linked to more than a dozen cancers and other health conditions. Hopscotch Music Festival will take over downtown Raleigh starting today. The 3-day event will include performances by artists like Denzel Curry and Japanese Breakfast and many more. Tickets are still available as of this morning, but they are almost gone. You can buy them at hopscotchmusicfest.com. There are also some day parties that are happening today and tomorrow that you'll want to check out.
The NFL season officially kicks off tonight here on WREL. Reigning Super Bowl champs, Kansas City Chiefs, host the Detroit Lions. There is some question whether or not Chiefs star tight end Travis Kelce will play because of a knee injury. We'll have to see. The game kicks off at 8:15. Coverage begins at 7. And on Sunday, the Carolina Panthers take on their division rival, the Atlanta Falcons. This will be the first regular season game for number one overall pick Bryce Young at quarterback. Team gets a fresh start this Sunday, and you can catch all the action on WREL Fox 50. Kickoffs at 1 p.m.
It's 4:46, another really warm start to our Thursday morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner showing us what we can expect for one final hot day, we're hoping.
Yeah, we're going to still see some lingering heat, but at least it's not going to be the extreme heat that we saw yesterday at 102. 75 is our temperature heading out the door. The dew point 71. We're not going to be able to kick the humidity out of here over the weekend. We're going to see a cold front come through, and it will drop our temperatures a little bit, but it's still going to feel sticky. Our temperature at lunchtime still takes us into the low 90s for it today. 97 in Raleigh and Durham, 97 degrees in Fayetteville, and it'll feel more like 102, 103 this afternoon. So definitely another toasty one. Our normal high is 85, and we do get back into the 80s for Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So that will be a decent drop in our temperature. We'll be back to a better chance of some scattered thunderstorms, but at least the big heat will be out of here. Take a look at satellite and radar. We're actually seeing our cold front approaching us and the potential for a few scattered thunderstorms up into Virginia and West Virginia. We're not likely to see any of that today. It's interesting, the models are picking up on this band of rain that's back here into the mountains and kind of send it our way. today. And as that cold front gets closer to us, we'll have a better chance of some scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. You can see there it is at lunchtime, that little band of rain. It's likely to fizzle out before it gets here, but there could be a quick sprinkle around 5 o'clock. And the notice right there at 7, you can see a little cluster of thunderstorms pops up as that front is getting closer to us. And that's really going to be our best shot at seeing anything severe today. We do have a level one risk for severe thunderstorms today. We get into future cast for tomorrow. Same story. It's nice and quiet in the morning. And then in the afternoon, a little bit more coverage around 5 o'clock. If you're going to be headed out to Hopscotch or you have evening plans, there could be one or two storms that pop up over you. And once we get to sunset, those will die down. And then we're going to repeat that again on Saturday and Sunday. It's a 30% chance on Friday, a 40% chance on Saturday. But overnight, we may have a better chance for storms. Sunday, it's going to be around a 50% chance. So it'll just, you know, be sort of that summer pattern for us. Feeling like 103 this afternoon, but still feeling like 99 for tomorrow. Feeling like maybe low 90s Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So at least over the weekend, it should feel a little bit better. The Hopscotch Music Festival for tonight at 9 o'clock. It'll still be pretty warm at 83 degrees. Look at it, 77 on Friday and 75 on Saturday. That's going to be 9 p.m. temperatures. And again, especially Friday and Saturday, there could be a couple of thunderstorms that pop up around the area. Once we get past tomorrow, looking at mid-90s tomorrow. After that, we're in the 80s, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So things are looking much better. Even looking down the line past Wednesday, it looks like we have the potential for below normal temperatures, and our normals are in the mid-80s. So that could be some really nice news. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk more about Hurricane Lee, and I'll show you the differences in the computer model tracks and how it could affect us.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Dog lovers, check your house this morning for this recall. It might have you switching up what you feed your pet.
Plus, with high gas prices, you'll want to stick around for this next story. We'll tell you the gas station in the area that will allow you to fill up for less than $2 a gallon today.
.52 is the time right now as you take a live look over downtown Raleigh from our tower camp. 75 degrees right now. Might feel a little change on the way coming up in the coming days. We'll have that for you straight ahead.
He's been a local inspiration for nearly two decades, ever since he lost his arm in an accident. And since becoming a Peloton instructor last year, Logan Aldridge is now a global fitness celebrity. He was meeting fans in North Hills last month during a brief visit to his hometown. WRO's Ashley Rowe catches up with Aldridge, who is now using his passion and his Peloton platform to motivate millions of people.
I'm in here in the Peloton strength training studio.
It might seem like an unusual start to fitness class.
Muscle cut tank top. We got some red Peloton shorts on and some white shoes.
Logan Aldridge describing what he's wearing for people taking the class who are blind or low vision.
To know that you're considered and there's representation for understanding you and where you are is incredibly impactful and profound.
He would know. The Raleigh native lost his left arm after a boating accident on Lake Gaston when he was 13 in June 2004.
Logan spends as much time as he can on the water practicing wakeboarding.
We've been following his inspiring story since the accident.
Logan, make it short work.
Sharing his return to competitive sport and when he was crowned the strongest one-armed man on earth in 2019.
What has changed since we last saw you in 2019?
Oh boy, so much in really unique ways that I would have never expected. First of all, I'm a Peloton instructor. That's incredible. That's insane.
Since becoming a Peloton instructor last year, Aldridge is in rare air, reaching 7 million people around the world. His classes emphasize adaptive fitness.
Brakes engaged if we're in our wheelchair.
Exercise that incorporates the needs of people with varying abilities.
Is it difficult to conceptualize just how much of a leader he is seen as globally?
It is. It is. When you sit in the room with him and we're talking, you're amazed that your child has such knowledge.
Aldridge credits his mom for molding his indomitable spirit when she told him moments after the 2004 accident, it's just an arm.
You create that confidence that it's going to be all right.
The split second after she said it, it transformed the way my brain was processing this unfortunate accident.
It's just an arm is a mantra he still uses. A metaphor to help people of all abilities on their fitness journey.
I recognized that there was an opportunity, and frankly, one that I feel like is my life's purpose, which is to showcase and not let one feel limited or defined by their varying ability.
It's hard to put a definition on that and what he's accomplished. There is an important recall you need to look out for this morning before feeding your dog. Mid-America Pet Food has voluntarily recalled one lot of its Victor Super Premium dog food, Hypro Plus. This is over possible salmonella contamination. 5-pound bags were sold at various retailers in the United States. They have best buy dates April 30th, 2024. So far, no dogs or humans have gotten sick. If you have this dog food, though, throw it away so that pets and wildlife can't get to it.
A gas station in Raleigh is giving back to a local charity and its customers today. The 76 gas station and Breeze Through Market on Edwards Mill Road in Raleigh is hosting a customer appreciation event today. Breeze Through Markets will also donate $10,000 to the Raleigh Rescue Mission. And then from 11 to 2 this afternoon, you can fill your tank up at the gas station for just $1.76 a gallon. There will also be a local food truck giving out samples, a DJ, and different vendors for you to check out.
4:56 right now. Coming up next, just a few minutes. At 5, the heat lingers, forcing changes at local schools. What parents need to know before sending their kids off to class this morning.
And what Raleigh Police is considering doing in order to get a handle on violent crime along Glenwood South. Plus,
I don't see myself as a hero. I see myself just trying to do the godly thing.
Those are the words from a North Carolina police officer who jumped into action to save the life of a truck driver moments before the truck exploded into flames.